Hit that Capitol sounder, please. My God, that's Vogue's music. Mike Vogel, WashingtonCaps.com. Vogue's, God forbid you hit some traffic yesterday and weren't in your seats in the first 5 minutes. Couple OV goals and some fisticuffs. That was a fun one last night.
It totally was. Yeah. You know, before the first TV timeout, I think three goals, a pretty good scrap. And within just a couple of minutes of that first TV timeout, there was another goal. Second period was the same thing, like early, just high event hockey, edge of the seat kind of stuff. And, you know, even the third, there were no goals scored other than the empty netter at the end. But I thought, you know, from puck drop to the final horn, it was one of the most compelling and entertaining games you'll ever see. Certainly in the month of October, it felt like it meant more than just, you know, a couple of points in the early season. And I think it did too. You know, these are the guys that bumped the Caps out of the playoffs last year. They didn't make a big deal out of that, but I think deep down that rankles you a little bit, and that they're the team that everyone is picking to win the Metro this year. But for me, the big thing was just rebounding from a loss on Saturday night against Tampa Bay, coming back. The most important thing in the National Hockey League is just not letting losing streaks fester. Keep the points coming in. Points made now, points picked up now are just as important as those in February, March, and April.
Mike, it was great to see you yesterday at the arena, first of all. Good bumping into you.
Second, you too, Grant. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Second, the McElrath-Rempe fight. First of all, it was tremendous. A couple minutes into the game, literally center ice. I mean, the only thing that would have been better is if they turned the house lights completely off and just had a spotlight right over the middle like a ring for these two heavyweights. That's a big rig, Joby. Him and Rempe. I mean, those two guys going, just exchanging blows. Obviously, McElrath cuts him open, wins the fight. But my question is, I saw a lot of the media saying, oh, this was inevitable. We knew this was coming. What did I missed that memo.
I didn't know it was coming.
They were definitely going to fight. Is it just because Rempe was in the lineup and McElrath likes to fight? Like, I know they fought in the minors. What did I miss?
Well, yeah. So we talked to Big Mac a little bit today after practice, and turns out they actually sort of planned this thing, and it was Rempe. Rempe wanted to fight, but this was planned during warmups. They did a little drive by, and Rempe, hey, will you go with me? Kind of a thing. You know, he had been sent down to the American League a couple days ago, and then called right back up. Not sure whether the opposition had anything to do with that or not, but Rempe was the guy who wanted to fight. I think Mac would have been fine just playing the game. And honestly, you know, that fight came about a minute or a few seconds before Jacob Chychrun went out for the night. So now you got McElrath in the box for 5 minutes, and I don't believe he wound up coming out until the middle of the first, because you can't come out, you know, except at a natural stoppage. So they were essentially down to four defensemen for that period of time as well. So, yeah, it was Rempe's idea. He wanted it. He was looking for apparently to, you know, something to give his team or his coach a jolt. And McElrath being the guy
obliged
that he is.
Well, and he did oblige him, and he beat him in the fight. But also,
sure
I love
did.
That guy. You know, they made so many moves, Mike, that there was no room for any of the Hershey Bears really to make the roster, essentially. And he only is here now playing a bunch with the Roy injury and kind of some of the things that happened right there at the end of training camp, preseason, what have you. But he's the longtime captain, I think, of the Hershey Bears. And it's a great story that he's up here, and he obviously doesn't want to go back down.
No, he's a terrific guy, too. You know, everybody loves him. He's won three Calder Cups at the American League level. And, you know, he was drafted in the first round, the 2010 draft. So he's a couple years older than Tom Wilson. Last night was his 82nd career NHL game. So that's the equivalent of one full season. And this for a guy drafted 10th overall in 2010. His story is an incredible one of will, determination, and perseverance. You know, a lot of lesser guys would have just bagged it, maybe go play in Europe, or just accept their lot and play in the American League. But this guy has really worked diligently to make himself a better hockey player. And look, defensemen develop at a different rate than other players. You know, and typically they say you don't know what you have with a defenseman until he's played a couple hundred games as a pro. So a guy like Martin Fervari is just now getting to that point. And somewhere along the line, 200 games in, the New York Rangers, ironically enough, the team that, you know, he thumped Rempe last night, they're the team that drafted him, and they're the team that decided that they didn't want to hold on to him. So he's, you know, he's had a little bit of a Rand McNally existence since then, but it's great to see. And I hope you guys saw the 4-minute interview with TNT last week after the Philadelphia game. It's just riveting content where he was interviewed by Paul Bissonnette and the TNT panel after the Caps game against Philly last Wednesday night. If you haven't seen it, it's worth seeking out. It's great stuff.
Folks, thank you as always, man. Have a great week.
You bet. See you guys.
We'll see you, pal.